That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to the seventh in a series of NASA podcasts that explores solar eclipses and how humankind's fascination with the moon has been evident throughout history. Today is Sun-Earth Day 2006. My name is Troy Klein on location in Side, Turkey. In today's podcast, you will hear comments from the mayor of Side, Osman Delikkolik, followed by remarks from a variety of eclipse chasers just hours before totality. Finally, you'll hear the amazing reaction of thousands of people as they experience a total solar eclipse. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And I believe the right term is Günaydın?
Günaydın, Günaydın. Yeah. Here is the Pamphylia area during Roman time. Roman, Byzantine, and Greek culture has lived here. Roman has done so many things cultural here. Especially this amphitheater, 15,000 people included. That means the population of Side was 75,000 people in ancient time.
That is amazing.
Yeah, they have lived a very high social life, cultural life here. They have brought water from 25 kilometers away here. And they had Roman baths. And they were living here. As center of Pamphylia area between Aspendos, Perga, and Alanya. Here was the center of this area. The Side people who is living now has come from Crete Island. Crete Island was belongs to Ottoman Empire, as you know. After some problem, they have come here 1985. And they have begun to tourism 40 years ago. We have very nice hotels. Very good nature, so many cultural things, cultural monuments, and we want to share these beauties with all the world.
Well, I must say, anyone who would come to Side and visit will be just absolutely surprised and amazed at the city. And the work that the mayor has done and the workers in this city to make this accessible to the public and to make it something that you would feel comfortable when you come here to see it is truly amazing. We want to thank you for your time, and I can't wait to view the total solar eclipse from within this theater.
We say, everybody, welcome to Sweden.
Eclipse chasers by the thousands have gathered in key spots along the path of totality, hoping to witness firsthand a total solar eclipse. After witnessing an eclipse, people simply seem to be hooked and travel great distances to just about anywhere to see the next one. Those traveling to Side were no exception. Listen to what many of them had to say just hours before the eclipse.
Last year I saw the, I don't know how it is exactly called, the annular eclipse exactly, this in Madrid, and it was spectacular. The weather was beautiful and we could see the whole eclipse. It was great, great experience. But of course, a total eclipse is something very different. It gets dark and, So I'm looking forward to see this. It's great. Fred Espanek has this great page with PowerPoint presentations, a lot of photos, and he had also a 30-page PDF file with all the information. It was great to
it
have
is
it.
Quite.
And, Mr. Eclipse, as it
Mr.
was said.
Eclipse?
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
Right.
Thank you for your website because it was very useful.
Oh, thank you. I wish I bought gift.
I think it was you did a PDF about 80 odd pages or something.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
There's most of the info we've used is on there. So,
have you viewed an eclipse before?
Yeah, we were in France in when was the last one? 2001 was it the last one?
Yeah.
We were in France for that. That was unfortunately a bit too cloudy, but
we still saw quite a bit.
Fantastically atmospheric. So really good.
And what was the feeling? That
I spooky. Really spooky.
Birds stopped singing and the light.
The temperature dropped by about, a good 4 or 5 degrees Celsius. Instantly, bang, and then it goes quiet.
It was really
the
cold.
Birds stop, everything. And it's just...
And you actually heard the birds start to sing.
Yes,
and
as
stop
it came
and
back
start,
and they started again.
Incredible.
It was amazing. People tell you about these things, and then when you actually experience it,
have you viewed an eclipse before?
No, never.
No?
I'm coming from East Germany. Until 1989, we were behind the Iron Curtain. And the first eclipse I had hoped to see was this of 1999, and we were in Graz, Austria, but the sky was blue, very blue, but a little cloud was just there where the sun was. And,
I hope that doesn't happen here.
My name is Dragoș Brașov. I'm from Romania. I'm an amateur astronomer since I was a child. Right now I'm 38 years old, and I'm the president of Urania Astronomical Association in Bucharest. When we will arrive home, we try to promote, to continue to promote astronomy. I want to announce you that we are the fourth year in promoting astronomy through Sunner's Days. And
We
don't have one day, we have 7 days for this event.
Really?
So it's not that easy to manage, but we insist to do this.
Hello!
Have any of you seen an eclipse before?
Yes.
Of course, in Romania.
In Romania. So this team is good luck for eclipses, is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, America.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, States.
Thank you, NASA.
So don't forget to listen Nobody Steals the Sun Symphony, which is available at the Romanian Astronomical Institute of the Romanian Academy website, www.astro.ro. The duration, 4 minutes 07 seconds, which is the totality in Africa, it is the duration of the symphony, with an intro and an extra, especially written for the event.
The next 5 minutes that you will hear is the unedited and complete reaction of thousands of people gathered in CIDE as they witnessed totality. Prepare yourselves for a very emotional experience.
We just saw the diamond ring. Oh my God, the corona! Look at that! That is amazing! See, the helmet streamers coming off of the sun in a diagonal fashion. Oh my God. So, Mayor, what do you think right now?
It's very excited. very exciting. I have never, I don't, nobody, nobody can imagine something like this.
Oh, I know.
In this romantic atmosphere, historical atmosphere, in Syria, in nice weather, one time in a life, unforgettable.
It is unforgettable, truly unforgettable. And right now we're starting to see Bailey's Beach.
Yeah, like ring, like a natural ring.
That's right. And look at the corona and the streamers.
So beautiful.
It is so beautiful. And I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 different corona streamers coming off of the sun right now. Magical.
So nice. Image so really nice. Unbelievable.
Oh, here we have the diamond ring. Oh, that's amazing. I can actually see a rainbow around the sun right now. Oh, that is magnificent. Everybody is starting to put their solar glasses back on.
Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory. To find out more about the Sun Earth Day program and eclipses, visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.